Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word, and I am Pastor Steve. And this show is for Wednesday, October the 26th, 2016. We are going to be reading from the book of Joshua, that is Joshua in your King James. Chapter 7 and 8. And we saw the fall of Jericho yesterday. Jericho. And all the related items that went with it. I covered that extensively. This is all about one of the Israelites taking something that was devoted to Yahweh. And the subsequent dealings with that man. And then chapter 8 is all about the taking of the city of Ai, that's A-Y, 5857, and the laying of the ambush for the people there. It was a mighty city, and Israel was commanded to take it. So they will do so in chapter 8. Just a second here. I had the morning frog again. And had a cup of coffee. And now I'm drinking some raspberry iced tea. Raspberry flavored. All natural. And very, very refreshing. And I need that. So let's get into chapter 7 here forthwith. Oh boy. chapter 7, verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass. Now let's stop right there. The children of Israel. One guy did this. But it besmirches the entire tribe of Israel, all of them. Yahweh wanted obedience, and he said, don't do this, and one guy broke the rules. And it was one guy's fault. So, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted thing, 2764, and 2764 here is banned from possession. They were not allowed to have any of the stuff. It was all to be given to Yahweh, all valuables. Somebody got a little greedy and took something. Continuing on, because Achan, A-C-H-A-N, 5912, the son of Carmi, K-A-R-M-I-Y, 3756, the son of Zabdi, 2067, Z-A-B-D-I-Y, the son of Zerach, 2226, of the tribe of Yehuda, took of the devoted thing. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. See, one guy did something. And that means that all of Israel was implicated. It was bad. It was just terrible. Verse 2. And Yahshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, 5857, which is next to Beth Awen, 1007, on the east side of Beth El, 1008, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out, 7270, the country. And the men went up and spied out Ai. Okay. Just like they did Jericho. And they returned to Yahshua and said to him, not all the people need to go up. Let 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. Not all the people need to go toilsomely, 3021, there, because they are few, 4592. Oh, really? Remember, Yahweh's angry. So, verse 4. So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, and they fled, 5127, before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote about 36 men of them and pursued them from before the gate unto Shebarim, 7671, and smote them in the descent, 4174. And Shebarim means the quarries, as breaking stones. And it's a plural of Shebar, which means breaking. The hearts of the people melted, 4549, and became as water. And remember, Yahweh's angry. So a few guys kicked butt of Israel and killed 36 men. And they became afraid and ran away. Verse 6, and Yahshua rent his clothes and prostrated himself on the ground upon his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust, 6083, upon their heads. They cast dust upon themselves, humbling themselves, debasing themselves before Yahweh because they were ashamed. They knew he was angry that Israel would be defeated, because Yahweh had just knocked down a whole wall and given them a whole city. But somebody took something, and that made him angry. So he pulled his support. And verse 6, you can reference the book of Yasher, that's Jasher, chapter 88, verse 29. Verse 7, and Yahshua said, alas, O Lord Yahweh, for what reason have you brought this people over the Jordan to give us unto the hand of the Amori, 5, 6, 7, the Amorites, to destroy us? That's 6 for destroy. Oh, that we had been willing, 2, 9, 7, 4, and had dwelled on the other side of the Jordan. Okay. Verse 8, O Yahweh, now I'll stop right here. In verse 8, it says, O Adonai, Lord, and it was altered by the scribes to number 136, Adonai, but if you read, it's Yahweh. They had taken the name of Yahweh out and put in Adonai, Lord. Oh, so I restored the name of Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh, what shall I say when Israel turns, 2015, their backs, 6203, before their hated enemies, the Amorites. See, they were of the Ites. They were to be destroyed. But they whooped up on Israel and chased them. Verse 9, the Kanani and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall turn upon us, 5, 4, 3, 7, and cut off our name from the land. And what will you do about your great name? Because they were carrying the great name of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Yahshua, arise. For what reason do you lie this way upon your face? And verse 10, you can reference the book of Jasher, chapter 88, verse 32. They had fallen on their face in shame. And he called on the name of Yahweh, but Yahweh knew that one of them had stolen something that belonged to Yahweh. Verse 11. This is Yahweh speaking still. Israel has sinned and also overstepped, 5, 6, 7, 4, that means passed over the boundary of my covenant, 1, 2, 8, 5, which I commanded them. They also took from the devoted things and also have stolen, 15, 89, and also lied, 3, 5, 8, 4, and put it also among their own vessels, 3, 6, 2, 7. Somebody took something for themselves. This did not please Yahweh. Verse 12. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their hated enemies, but turned their backs before their hated enemies, hated enemies, because they had become devoted. In other words, they took from the devoted things, things that were devoted to Yahweh, now they're devoted to destruction. They put themselves in the same class as the Canaanites because they were disobedient. I will not be with you anymore if you do not destroy the devoted thing, 2, 6, 7, 4, from among you. And by the sin of taking this devoted thing, Israel itself became Hachareb, that's 2, 7, 6, 4. This is a condition that is very difficult to translate into English. It's a Hebrew concept. If you take of the thing devoted of destruction because you want to keep it, you become a thing devoted to destruction. And it instantly changes your class of existence. Well, he's going to give them an out. Verse 13, Yahweh says, arise, sanctify the people. That's 6942. That's ritually cleanse yourself from impurity. And say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Okay. Because thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, a devoted thing is in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your hated enemies until you take away the devoted thing from among you. And Yahweh speaks on in verse 14. In the morning you shall be brought near by tribes. And it shall be which tribe Yahweh takes by lot. They're going to cast to Urim and Thummim. The casting of the lots to determine who did this. It shall be which tribe Yahweh takes by lot, 39:20, shall be brought near by clan, 49:40. And the clan which Yahweh shall take by lot shall be brought near by household, 1004. And the household which Yahweh shall take by lot shall be brought near man by man. And it shall be that he is taken by lot with the devoted thing shall be burnt with fire. That's burnt, 8313. That means destroyed utterly with fire. He and all he has, because he has overstepped the covenant of Yahweh, and because he has committed a disgraceful act, that's 5039, that's one word, in Israel. Oh boy. Burnt by fire. Remember back when Yehuda found that Tamar was pregnant? And he said, bring her here and burn her. Because she had committed a disgraceful act in Israel in his mind. Because he had not done his duty as a kinsman. Well, when she showed him the signet ring and his staff, he said, you're more righteous than I am. Well, they were going to burn her. That was a punishment for disgracing the entire nation of Israel. Verse 16. So Yahshua rose up early in the morning and brought near Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Yehuda was taken by lot. They cast, they did this casting of the lot, and Yahweh controlled the lot, and it said that Yehuda was the problem. Okay, they brought near the clans of Yehuda. And he took by lot the clan of the Zarki. 2227, that's Zarhites in your King James. And he brought near the clan of the Zarki, man by man. And Zabdi, 2067, was taken by lot. That's his household. Okay. And he brought near his household, man by man. And Achan, 5912, the son of Carmi, 3756, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerach, that would be the Zerah tribe of Judah, of the tribe of Yehuda, was taken by lot. Yahweh knew. He found him out. You can't lie to Yahweh. You can lie to other people. You can't lie to Yahweh. And Yahshua said to Achan, my son, please give glory to Yahweh Elohim of Israel and make confession, 8426, to him. And tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. I mean, the guy was just crestfallen. He just... he knew he was toast. What can I say? And Achan answered Yahshua and said, truly, 5:46, I have sinned against Yahweh Elohim of Israel, and this I have done. When I saw among the spoils a good mantle, 155, of Shinar, 8152, now that Shinar is another name for Babel. Okay. And 200 shekels of silver and a tongue-shaped wedge, that's one word, 3956, of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I coveted them, 2530, and took them. And behold, they are hidden in the ground in the midst of my tent, and the silver beneath it. Verse 22. So Yeshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hidden in his tent, and the silver beneath it. Now, verse 22, you can reference the book of Jasher, chapter 88, verse 35. And they took them from the midst of the tent and brought them to Yeshua and to all the children of Israel and poured them out, 3332, before Yahweh. Verse 24. And Yeshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerach, and the silver, and the mantle, and the tongue-shaped wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor, 5911. Now that means the valley of troubles. That's an offshoot of 5912. And Yeshua said, why have you caused us trouble? 5916. Yahweh shall trouble, 5916, you this day. That is Achar from the root of 5912. And all Israel stoned, 5619. That Sagal, put to death by stoning. All Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire. Them, not him. After they had stoned them with stones. And here stoned is 7275, Ragam. To stone and kill by stoning. The whole family was in on this deception. He said, look what I found. They all knew about it. The whole family here was guilty. So they killed the whole family. Remember when Korach rebelled and the ground opened up and swallowed a bunch of people, but his children would not rebel with him and they stood apart from him? And Korach's children didn't die. They were still the Korachi. They lived on, but the rebellious people died. Well, here, this whole family was different. They were all in on this deal. And they were all killed. There were no innocent ones in that. They were all in on it. They conspired together, and that's why they were all killed. Verse 26, and they raised up upon him, or them, a great heap, 1530, of stones unto this day. So Yahweh turned away from the burning of his anger. Burning is 2740 of his anger, 639, and that means literally means nose. For this reason, the name of that place is called the Valley of Achor to this day, Valley of Troubles. And here Yahweh had sent a graphic message to Israel with the execution by stoning of an entire family for the father's sins. He stole it, but they said, okay, well, we'll get a piece of this. This was to forestall any further breach of his covenant. His anger over this must have been very terrible to do this, because he is a just God. And in verse 26, you can reference the book of Jasher, chapter 88, verse 37. So, okay, Yahweh is no longer angry. His anger has been appeased because the guilty has been punished. So we go into chapter 8, and they're going to go after Ai. Remember, Ai had killed the people of Ai had killed a number of Israelites because they were Amorites. They were to be killed. And Israel was in sin, so Yahweh didn't support them, so they got whooped. Well, now he's going to be with them again. And he gives specific instructions. This is chapter 8, verse 1. And Yahweh said to Yahshua, do not fear, 3372, nor be dismayed, 2865. Take all the people of war with you, okay, and rise up, and go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and her king as you did to Jericho and her king. However, the spoil, 7998, of it and the cattle of it you shall take for booty for yourselves. Lay an ambush, 693, in other words, lie in wait, for the city from behind it. All right, here's the difference. Everything of Jericho was to be devoted for destruction, including the cattle and the asses. These were useful things, but they were to kill all of it. They're going to let the animals and stuff live, and they're not going to destroy everything. They can have the spoils of war for themselves. So there's a difference there. Verse 3. So Yahshua rose up and all the people of war, that was all the men, to go up against Ai. And Yahshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. All right. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lie in ambush against the city, behind the city. Do not go very far from the city, but be ready. And I and all the people that are with me will approach to the city, and it shall come to pass when they come out to meet us, in other words, to meet us in battle, like the first time, we shall flee before them. Well, they were gonna sucker them and make them think that they were running away. Okay, this is Yahweh's plan. Verse 6, they will go forth after us until we have drawn them away from the city, because they will say, they flee before us like the first time, therefore we will flee before them. So they were gonna fool them, okay? Verse 7. Then you shall rise up from the ambush and possess the city. 3423, the city. Yahweh your Elohim will give it into your hand. And it shall be when you have captured, 8610, the city, you shall set the city on fire according to the word of Yahweh, you shall act. They're just going to burn the buildings. They were going to keep all the good stuff, but they're going to set the buildings on fire. See, I have commanded you. Verse 9. Yahshua sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel, that's the house of God, and Ai, on the seaward side of Ai, that's west side, toward the Mediterranean Sea. But Yahshua lodged that night among the people. Verse 10. And Yahshua rose up early in the morning and numbered, 6485, the people, and went up, in other words, that's muster, 6485, and went up, he and the elders of Israel, before the people to Ai. Okay. So they had set up an ambush. Making a little note here. Verse 11. And all the people of war that were with him went up and drew near and came before the city. In other words, the big gates. And camped 2583 on the north side of Ai. There was a valley between them and Ai. Verse 12. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the seaward side of the city, the west side. Okay. And when they had set the people, all the army that was on the north side of the city, and their rear guard, 6119, seaward of the city, west of the city, and Yahshua went that night into the middle of the valley. Verse 14, and it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, they made haste, they camped, they were right out in front of them, make sure they saw them. They made haste and rose early, and the men of the city went forth to meet Israel in battle, he and all his people, at an appointed time before the plain. 6160, but he did not know of the liars in ambush behind the city. Aha. They sucked them in. And this is good tactic. Good tactic. So, verse 15. And Yahshua and all of Israel acted beaten, 50-60, before them, and fled by the way to the wilderness. In other words, they were running for cover. Ha, ha, ha. Verse 16, and all the people of Ai were assembled, 2199, to pursue after them, and they pursued after Yahshua and were drawn away from the city. Drew them right out. Verse 17, and there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that did not go forth after Israel. And they left the city open and pursued after Israel. Verse 18, and Yahweh said to Yahshua, stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, because I will give it into your hand. And Yahshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. Verse 19. And the liars in ambush arose quickly from their place, and they ran when he stretched out his hand, and entered the city and captured it, and they made haste and set the city on fire. They did this for a reason. Verse 20, and when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke from the city rose up to the sky, and they had no power, and 3027 here is used as power. That literally means hand. They had no hand, no power. That's a symbol of power in Hebrew, to flee this way or that way. And the people of Israel that had fled to the wilderness turned back upon their pursuers. And when Yahshua and all Israel saw that the liars in ambush had captured the city and that the smoke of the city rose up, then they turned around and smote, 5221. That means to smite to death the men of Ai. And the others of Israel came forth from the city against them. So they had become in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And they smote them so none remained alive as survivors. 64:12. And the king of Ai they caught alive and brought him to Yahshua. And it came to pass, when Israel had completed slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the fields of the wilderness in which they pursued them, and all were fallen by the edge of the sword until they were consumed, 8552. All Israel returned to Ai and smote it with the edge of the sword. In other words, all the men and women and kids, they were Amorites, they were to be killed. And they did it. They killed them all. 25. And so it was, all that fell that day of men and women were 12,000. All the men of Ai. Verse 26, Yahshua did not return his hand by which he stretched out the spear until he had destroyed 2763, that's devoted to destruction, again, another version of it, all the inhabitants of Ai. They didn't want any little Ites running around, so they killed them all, including the children, because they were cursed. Yahweh doesn't love everybody, okay? No more of this touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, oh, God loves everybody. No, he doesn't. He does not. And Yeshua Messiah said clearly, I only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't come to redeem everybody. He is not everybody's redeemer. No more universalism. I don't want to hear that garbage. This book is all about Israel. That is what it is about, and no one else. Verse 27. Only the cattle and spoil of that city Israel took for booty for themselves, according to the word of Yahweh which he commanded Yahshua. Verse 28, and Yahshua burned Ai and made it a heap, 85:10, perpetually, a desolation, 8077, until this day when this book was written. Verse 29, and the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until evening, 61:53. Time 6256. And as soon as the sun went down, Yahshua commanded to them to take down his carcass, 5038, from the tree and cast it into the entrance of the gate of the city and raise up upon it a great heap of stones unto this day. And verse 29. You can reference the book of Yashar. That's the book of the upright. That's Jasher in English. Chapter 88:46. So when the day ended, when the sun went down, and the new day began, they took his body down and threw it in the gate of the city and tossed stones up on him in a great big pile of stones. Verse 30. And verses 30 through 32 here, you can reference Deuteronomy 27, verses 2 through 8. Then Yahshua built an altar to Yahweh Elohim of Israel in Mount Ebal. 5858. Remember the blessings and the cursings? Well, that's Mount Ebal. Verse 31, as Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the teaching, 8451, that is Torah, of Moshe, an altar of whole, that's unworked stones, 8003, whole stones upon which no man has wielded, 5130, any iron, 1270 tool, and they offered 5927 to send up as smoke. They offered upon it burnt offering 5930 to Yahweh and sacrificed peace offerings 8002. That's Shalomim. Verse 32. And he wrote upon the stones a copy of the teachings of Moshe, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. In other words, they wrote the Torah of Yahweh, the first five books, upon the stones. These were big stones, and they carved on them, or wrote on them somehow, the Torah of Yahweh. They didn't use any iron. That was forbidden. And all of Israel and their elders and their officials and judges stood on this side of the ark and on that side in front of the priest and the Levium which bore the ark of the covenant Yahweh, the sojourners, 1616, as well as those born among them, 249, half of them facing toward Mount Gerizim, 1630, and half of them facing toward Mount Ebal, as Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, had commanded before times that they should bless the people of Israel. Okay, and verses 33 through 35, you can reference Deuteronomy 11, verse 29 and chapter 27, verse 11 through 14. This Ebal and Gerizim, that's where they did the blessings and the cursings. Okay. And afterwards, he read aloud, 7121, that means to call out audibly all the words of the teaching, that is the Torah, the blessings, 1293, and the cursings, 7045, according to all that is written in the book of the teachings of the Torah. There was not a word of all that Moshe commanded which Yahshua did not read aloud before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the sojourners that walked, 1980, among them. These were temporary residents. They had to hear the law too, because they were not allowed to break the law if they were with Israel. Even if they were not Israelites, they were bound by the Torah while they walked with Israel. Now, when that ends chapter 8, when Yeshua Messiah comes back, the second coming, he's not just going to rule Israel, he's going to rule the entire planet. It's not just going to be one territory or the land of Israel. It's going to be the world, the Tebel in Hebrew. Everybody, Israelite and non-Israelite, will be under his rule. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no arguments. Anybody that is in opposition, he will slay. If you doubt that, read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. He's going to kill everybody that opposes Yahweh and everyone that has tried to harm true Israel. They are the enemy. The period of grace and all that stuff that the Judeo-Christians, oh, Jesus loves everybody. No, he doesn't. He said, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He redeemed us. Those that have not tried to harm us as a people, a race, will be saved. Saved and redeemed are two different things. They won't be killed on the spot. They will be allowed to live out their lives. There will be non-Israelites in the world after the second coming. They will be servants. Hewers of wood, drawers of water. They will be in subjection, subjects to Israel. Because Israel at that time will have been transformed into eternal bodies. No one else will get that. And the name Israel means you will rule, you'll be as a prince with El, with God. A prince, we will be princes of God. We will be the administrators of the law that Yeshua lays down. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. No more peace, love, warm, fuzzy, touchy-feely. This Jesus that these churches are preaching is not the real thing. He's Yahweh in the flesh, and the judgment comes with him. It's not going to be a bake sale. And at that point in time, all you people out there that are wanting to do this with the government and reform the government, the government's never going to be reformed. It's a government of mankind. It's unrighteous. Only when Yeshua Messiah returns are we going to have righteousness. It's going to be a mess until then. I hate to break it to you like that, but that's just how it is. This Judeo-Christian teachings are false. They don't use the name Yahweh. They don't call upon the name of Yahweh. They don't use the name of Yeshua as Christian identity does. And Christian identity is not a church. It is an ecclesia. It is called out ones. We are commanded to come out from among them and be separate. Well, we were always to be a set apart people. Consecrated to Yahweh. We are Yahweh's chosen people above all other people on the earth. Not the Jews. They are not Israel. They are imposters. They are mixed breed. And Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 2 is very clear about those of
mongrel bloodlines. Shall not come a Mamzer 4464, that is a mongrel mixed breed, into the congregation of Yahweh, even under the generation of the 10th, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. That's real clear. But your Judeo-Christian churches don't teach that. They want to welcome everybody in. They're universalist. Oh, Jesus loves everybody. No, he doesn't. Sorry. Doesn't mean we're supposed to be mean to anybody. We're just to be firm. We're to be administrators of the law. If someone is nice to us, we should be nice to them, regardless of race. But we are not to mingle with them. We are not to breed with non-Israelites. That's the stipulation. Doesn't mean you can't do business with someone, or work with someone, or for someone of non-Israelite stock. The prohibition is, you shall not make marriages with them. You shall not have sexual relations with them. You shall not live as they live, eat what they eat, or do what they do. We have dietary laws that apply only to us. Doesn't matter whether a Negro eats a pork chop. Okay? They can eat all of that stuff. They can eat catfish. They can eat shrimp and lobster and whatever, the horse meat. Doesn't matter. Those laws were never given to anyone but Israel. No commandments were ever given to anyone but Israel. And we are to obey those commandments. We're set apart. We just are not to do what everybody else does. We're not to live like them. I'm sorry. Doesn't matter what your Judeo-Christian preachers say, they're teaching error, which they were taught by people that were taught error, who were taught by people that were taught error ad nauseum all the way back. This is a conspiracy of the devil, Halel, the children of the serpent, the Edomites, those that call themselves Jews, the Khazar, Edomite, Turkish, Hittite, mongrels that infiltrated our religions, okay? I don't belong to or practice a religion. I don't belong to a church. I am part of the assembly, the congregation of Yahweh, because I am a pure-blooded Israelite. And I am not under the curse of the law anymore, because it's not a curse. It is the religious requirement of blood sacrifice that has been fulfilled. And the curse of the law is the punishments for disobedience. You just heard about the guy that was punished for disobedience. They stoned him and burned him and his whole family to set an example. And we are not following Yahweh's laws today. The United States of America was a Christian country when it was founded. And we had biblical laws. If you murdered someone, you were put to death. Today, they just get a prison sentence. And unlimited appeals. It seems we just keep them for 30 years. And we only put these creatures to death occasionally. And that is not a deterrent. That punishment is to be a deterrent. The punishment is the deterrent. If you murder someone, you will be put to death. This is what happens, and we do not do that anymore. What about these child molesters out here? What do they get as punishment? Oh, they lock them up for a while, but they've destroyed the life of that child. That child is forever scarred emotionally and mentally. That's worthy of death. But do we do that? No. Somebody steals. They get a little slap on the wrist. They serve a little prison time. Meanwhile, the person that was the victim of the crime is without his goods. Under biblical law, that person would have to restore sevenfold. If he stole $100, he'd have to pay back $700. And if he didn't have it, he would be sold into servitude for a certain fee until he would have to serve as a slave until that debt was paid. Boy, would that cut down on some crime. And a slave has no rights. If you disobeyed the master and he wanted to beat you, tough, don't steal. Don't get sold into slavery. That's what happens. Massa gonna whoop up on you. Rapist raping a woman. These beasts of the field that rape Caucasian women. They should be put to death. But we don't do that, so they go to jail for a while, and then they get out, and then they do it again. I mean, shoot ourselves in the foot, Israel. You know, we've let this happen. Okay. All of that's going to change when Yeshua comes back. We're going to be back under biblical law. And those of us that love Yahweh and His teachings and His word, and we love Yeshua and His justice, we will have no problem with this. The law doesn't affect us if we live according to common sense laws. And that's all the laws of Yahweh are, common sense. Don't eat pork. Okay, why? Because pork doesn't expel the toxins from its system like a clean animal does. It's a garbage feeder. It's a cleansing mechanism. Catfish, shellfish, all of that. The food laws are for our protection and our health. Well, I'm coming down the end of the hour here, folks. And I will say to you, as I do every day, Shalom Aleichem. That means peace be with you. To all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters. And we will take up with the book of Joshua, chapter 9 and 10, on the morrow. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will speak to you tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on thee.